Beginnt die Glauben! Beginnt da!
Rosa Pulcherrima. Homo regalis!
Si Jesus, pinasan niya ang mga kasalanan ng buong daigdig. And when He was soaked with all of our sin, all of our shame, the burden, the sting of our wrongdoings, na sa kanyang katawan, inako niya ang lahat. Actually, ang ginagawa ni Jesus doon, He's paying our death penalty. He's settling the accounts with the heavenlies, making all of the things we did wrong, making it right. Hindi ito murder, hindi ito suicide, hindi ito accident. Ang ginagawa ni Jesus dito sa cross, in His death, His suffering and His death, His burial, it was all sadya to bring us in a restored relationship with the Father. And on that third day, yeah, Friday He was there, but on the third day, an angel from heaven came down, and the angel rolled the stone away. And Jesus was no more inside the stone, inside the tomb, because He had risen from the dead. Holy Week and Easter ay isang very popular celebration around the world. And this Easter is not just only time to remember the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And not just only for us to believe sa kanyang resurrection, but for us to also experience the miracle firsthand, personalized sa ating mga buhay. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 says, I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable, hindi masusukat, na greatness of God's power. That, listen, it's made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power that is at work through you. Mga kapatid, good news. Jesus' resurrection power is available to you personally. You can have the miraculous, the supernatural flowing from Jesus, that same power that God used to raise Christ from the dead, mapapasayo to you and through you. Pero kailangan, siyempre sa lahat ng power, alam na natin ito, kailangan na may plug in. Dito sa building nito, may mga nakatago dyan na mga saksakan. And you know, I never could measure kung ilan watts or ilang amperes ang available na power doon sa saksakan. You could put electric fan there, and siyempre yung electric fan, may porma, may itsura, pero walang mangyayari yan kasi wala siyang sariling power source. Gagana lang yan kapag nakaplug sa saksakan. Ganon din sa mga amplifier, yung mga speaker dito, kailangan na may power. Hindi siya mag-work ng wala lang. It doesn't have power built into itself. It needs to be plugged in. Ganon din ang buhay natin. We can experience the flow ng power ni Jesus' resurrection if we plug in our faith sa kanyang buhay, sa kanyang, it's called a union or a merger na makikipag-isa tayo kay Christ. And that's when the power works. Hindi ito makukuha sa education o sa magandang career, hindi maging dependent sa talento or talino, it's all about a connection. At kung tayo ay disconnected, walang mangyayari. We don't have that power of Easter. It's just a holiday. It's just a religion. But if we are connected to God through Christ, sabi sa Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Holy Spirit power will come on you and you will be witnesses. You'll change the world. So I want you to open your extension cord of faith and extend your faith into the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yun ang source, the source of power. Romans 1 verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Yung gospel message is the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. It is the power, sabi noon, that God uses to raise people to salvation. So God has released His power thousands of years ago. Just like meron tayong noon pa na hindi pa tayo nagmi-meet dito sa loob, meron electricity. Pero walang nag-a-avail kasi hindi pa tayo nagagamit ng building nito. Thousands of years ago, God released His power to earth. There's a continual flow. If kung sino man sumampalataya sa Kanya, there will be a resurrection life flow into those. And there's always more. God is willing to do so much more than we can ever ask or imagine. It says in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, kaya ng Diyos na gawin ang higit pa sa kahit anong hingin o isipin natin ayon sa kanyang kapangyarihan na gumagana sa loob natin. It's at work in us, through us, all because of the resurrection. And may mga benefits, may mga masasabi natin experience opportunities. Sino sa inyo gustong maranasan ng resurrection power sa buhay mo? The first benefit or the first experience that we can have is the experience that Jesus' resurrection cancels my past. As in, literally and legally, ang debt ng aking utang sa langit, the debt of our sins from the past, is fully paid. Jesus paid for your sins. He paid the death penalty. Ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan. And Jesus paid that debt. He paid that. Every dark, every dirty deed, lahat ng iyong mga failures, yung moment ng rebellion, your regrets of the past, yung wrong decisions, bad attitudes, kung anong klaseng mess na nangyari sa iyong nakaraan, dahil sa abuso ng iba o dahil sa mga palpak na sarili mong decisions, everything that had happened in our past na gusto nating burain, Jesus' resurrection power offers a fresh start. Offers a cancellation. Hindi mo makakuha yan sa sabon o sa anong klaseng detergent. Nothing can remove the stain of our history. Nothing can wash the sin out of our soul maliban sa dugo ni Jesus. And He enables us to stand sa harapan ng Diyos as if we never had sinned. It's very good news, mga kapatid. When you stand before God in Christ, God looks at you as if wala na kang utang, wala ka ng something to settle. Hindi siya galit sa'yo. Wala siyang balak na gumanti sa nagawa mo. It's as if you've never sinned. And that's what Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 means. When it says, we have redemption. Pagtubos. By His blood sacrifice. The total cancellation of our sins. Ito, yeah, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Total cancellation of all of our sins. They never had this before Jesus Christ. In the old covenant, meron silang transaction with God, but it's not total cancellation of all their sins. It was the style na ang worshiper, ang nagtitiwala sa Diyos and gustong makipag-relationship kay God, he would bring a sacrifice, an animal, an animal na walang sakit, walang damage, and the priest will inspect the animal, kung okay yan, pasado yan, then pwedeng yung hayop na yan ang magiging temporary representative mo. And dahil innocent siya at ikaw guilty, magpapatong ka ng mga kamay mo doon sa hayop, and as if yung kasalanan mo matatransfer doon sa hayop, and the animal will be sacrificed, killed. The innocent animal killed in your place. But this was never, the blood ng mga hayop would never totally erase the sins. It just gave a transaction so that the worshiper could continue coming sa presensya ng Diyos. But he has to come back again next year with another one, and again, and again. And that was a very temporary benefit. But the payment still had to be made. Alam nila yun. And there's many Christians today that think, I still have to pay sa aking mga kasalanan. I still have to, you know, do something, maybe tithing or do some good charity work. But actually, it's different now. If you know about using credit cards, sino sa inyo gumagamit ng credit card, no? Ang credit card, pwede kang pumunta sa mall, bumili ka ng damit o kung ano-ano, restaurant, and then ibibigay niyo yung card na plastic. It could be Visa, MasterCard, and you can see here, it's like what happens in the Old Testament. You would use the system of offering, sacrifice, and the transaction would go through for that moment, but the sins would eventually be paid by Jesus' sacrifice. Parang this was before Christ. And alam nila na ang dugo ng hayop hindi makukoveran ng kanilang sin. But they were able to have that payment. Somehow it's like looking forward to the ultimate sacrifice, ang kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan. Now here we are after Jesus came and he died on the cross and was buried in the tomb, rose from the grave. Now Jesus made the payment sa mga nakaraan na kasalanan and even made a prepayment dahil hindi pa tayo pinapanganak. But Jesus was paying for you kasi alam niya na magkakasala tayo. Alam niya yung lason ng kasalanan ay kakalat dun sa lahat ng mga tao. But he was making a way in faith, hoping you would accept this gift and take a prepaid sacrifice. Kanyang sacrifice that all sins were already, sabihin mo already, already paid, bayad na, dahil sa sacrifice ni Jesus. So it is a cancellation of our past sins. And when you sin, it was already paid. Hindi mo pwedeng bayaran or bribe God, Lord, bawasan mo ang kasalanan ko kasi nag-church ako. Pwede bang humingi ng favor ulit, Lord? Bibigyan kita ng 3 days Bible reading, prayer, fasting. Hindi ka pwedeng mag-negotiate kay God na ganyan. It's only one that can take away sins, the sacrifice of Jesus. Pero yung resurrection ni Jesus ay confirmation, proof na ang mga kasalanan natin ay bayad na. There's a power to start over. No matter what ang iyong nakaraan, Jesus' resurrection power covers it. Alam mo yung mission ni Jesus was to reconcile us to God. Siya ay naging proxy natin. Alam mo yung proxy, whatever na he will do or sign or pag bumoto siya, whatever the proxy does, as if ando doon na yung rinirepresent niya. And Jesus went to the cross, hindi lang para sa atin, kundi bilang ikaw at ako. As in representing us. At inako niya ang sa sarili niyang katawan, ang penalty ng ating sins. And since a human sinned, it had to be a human that would bring the life out of the death. Kaya si Jesus naging legal representative natin. And God accepted His payment. Amen. You know, God proved that He accepted the payment ni Jesus kasi kung merong sin mo o sin ko na dumikit pa rin kay Jesus, kasi inako niya ang mga kasalanan natin. Kung may kasalanan ka na hindi na dealt with, hindi na settled yung payment, hindi maaring nabuhay si Jesus magmula sa kamatayan. The fact that God raised Him from the dead means He had settled. Get it? He'd settled the bills. Lahat. He had done everything that needs to be done. Kaya ang sigaw na ang last word, isa sa mga last words niya, it is finished. In English, 3 words. It is finished. In Aramaic, 1 word lang. Tetelestai. Which means it's paid in full. It's settled. It's over. It's accomplished. Amen. Now, I want you to know that when Jesus absorbed our sins sa Kanya, hindi lang past sins, but also He released the resurrection power para sa ating present. The present problems, the present challenges, He empowers. That's it. Empower. Yan ang kahulugan ng grace. Grace, pag sinabing grace, it means the undeserved favor of God, but it means His power flowing to you to enable you to do what He wants you to do and to become who He wants you to be. And yun ang resurrection power that we can experience today. Sabi ko nga sa'yo, Easter is not just a historical thing. It's not just a holiday like Christmas or what. Easter can be your power source araw-araw, because the resurrection power enables us to do impossible things even today. Ano yung mga impossible na kinakailangan mo sa buhay mo? Maybe you need help with an impossible decision na parang hindi mo alam kung anong gagawin mo, and you need yung guidance ni Lord. He will give you that. Maybe you're soaked with the burden of sin and you need the cleansing ng iyong conscience. He will clean even the memory, even the consciousness, yung regrets and guilt out of that mind. There was a Friday when everything went bad. Seems like Jesus is dead forever. Saturday, but there's always Sunday. Joy comes in the morning, even though weeping might remain for the night. Doon sa Bible app, I remember just, I think yesterday, na the man compared Jesus sleeping in the boat, na in a very panic situation. The disciples were fearful na baka madrown sila kasi parang mukhang grabe na yung bagyo sa sea nila. And He compared that to the resurrection, na hindi pa na-resurrect pero nasa grave si Jesus on the Saturday. Silent siya, and as if, although patay siya, many times Jesus would say to people that this person is not dead, but he's sleeping. And even Paul referenced kamatayan as those who are asleep in the Lord. So, something about sleeping links or relates doon sa kamatayan. And when Jesus woke up during the storm, bumangon siya, the guy in Glorify app said, he rose up. And when he rose up, the atmosphere changed. The storm calmed. And the disciples were saved. When Jesus rose up from this grave, the atmosphere on earth changed. Everything changed. And it can bring change when you plug in to this power. It will bring change sa yung relationships. Yung akala mo hindi ma-reconcile, But when you plug in to Jesus, His power can even reconcile relationships. Can even change you. Na akala mo hindi mo maaalis yung bisyo na yan. But the power of Jesus can even help you remove that. There might be other kinds of areas sa buhay mo that you need a healing. I know there's people here today and you need some kind of healing. You've tried all the products at Mercury Drug. You've tried all the, every, but you know what? The power of Jesus is still available and can be released into your body. And you can tap into that resurrection power for healing, for changing of your attitude, for financial miracles. There is no limit. Iniisip ko, there's no limit to the power of the resurrection of Christ. It just depends on how much load you want to put on it. How much faith you want to lean yourself into. Parang yung saksakan. I could plug in a cell phone charger which only requires about 5 volts. Tama po ba? Mahina lang. Hindi na kailangan ng laki ng load draw, withdraw from the power source. But I could also plug in plancha, which takes about 1,500 watts. Or we could plug in these 8-tonner aircons, and they're really going to take a lot. I don't know what your faith can do, but there's no limit to what the resurrection power can do. If you have some impossible situation sa buhay mo ngayon, some impossible situation at work, it's impossible to break through to your kids. Your spouse is not making it possible for intimacy to happen. There might be all kinds of impossible situations, dead situations, lifeless, hopeless. But you can plug into His power because His resurrection power will even help you sa inyong present situation. If you look over here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it says, binigay niya, let me get a little closer. Sabi niya, binigyan niya tayo ng bagong buhay nung binuhay niya ulit si Jesus Christ galing sa kamatayan. Do you believe that? Do you believe there's new power available in your life? Huwag sayangin ang pagkakataon na mag-plug in sa Resurrection Sunday. This is the time to say, Jesus, I need your divine backup. I need guidance sa mga decisions. I need solutions sa aking mga malalaking problema. I need comfort and understanding sa pinaka madilim na panahon sa buhay ko. May pinagdaanan, down na down ako. E mga kapatid, Jesus Christ is always present, never absent. Sabi niya in John chapter 16, I will not leave you alone. John 14, 18. And He says, I will come to you. Matthew 28, 20. I will be with you always. Paulit-ulit, sabi ng Diyos, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Did you know that before tinanggap mo si Jesus sa puso mo? Sino sa inyo nakatanggap kay Jesus sa puso? Even before tinanggap mo si Jesus sa puso mo, tinanggap ka niya sa puso niya. He's always the one to make the first move. Hindi tayo. Tayo, we love only because He first loved us. Let me see that book. Can you give me the book? I want to show you something. Imagine this book is the heart of God. And this is just a man, could be you, could be me. Let's just say this is a man, one of us. And even though we haven't been to heaven, dahil nung nakipag-isa tayo kay Christ, we get into Christ. Have you heard that phrase? I'm in Christ. So now, here is Tim in Christ, the pages of this book. And the book is covered with God. So the book is covered with God. So I'm in Christ. I'm in God with Christ. And you know, just like wherever you go, pwede ka magtanong na, tinanggap mo ba si Jesus? Oo. Asan si Jesus? Nasa puso ko. So ibig sabihin kung saan ka pupunta, nandun din si Jesus. He's never gonna leave you. But in the same way, wherever Jesus goes, nandun ka rin. Dahil pinasok ka rin yan sa puso niya. So where did Jesus go nung raised from the dead? Where did he go? He went to heaven. So saan ka? You went to heaven. So you understand that spiritually we are actually already established a part of our spirit with Christ in God, seated in heavenly places. And what that means is may access tayo to the resources of heaven. Mayroon tayong access to call into this earth things that are in the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, your kingdom come on earth and let your will be done here. Because why? You are actually a kingdom citizen. And you have a type of residence already started there. Even though, yes, meron tayong physical na paa dito sa earth, but we also have a spiritual establishment doon sa heaven. So, hindi ito parang historical lang. There's power in the resurrection of Christ. Because He resurrected not to San Fernando La Union. He resurrected to heaven. And kasama ka doon. So, don't underestimate the power of the resurrection of Jesus na tumulong sa buhay mo ngayon. And do not disqualify yourself. Yan ang problem. We say, Lord, tulungan mo ako, pero kahit konti lang. Don't limit. Ask big. I remember when I was praying for our church na wala pang facilities, wala pang staff, wala pang vehicles. We don't have resources. The church is just meeting parang hand-to-mouth lang yung pagbabayad ng nahihirapan pa kami magbayad ng juice para sa Lord's Supper. Minsan abuno ko pa kasi hindi sapat ang pera ng church. Very few ang members and we're meeting in a hotel function room. That was early 90s at sumulat ako ng letter sa few members ng congregation. And I said, I'm praying that God will someday give us our own facilities. A center we could open sa community na parang open sa lahat. Na pwedeng magkaroon ng playgrounds para sa mga bata, magkakaroon ng large worship hall, na multi-purpose. We can have worship, a night of worship, invite all of our friends, and there would be plenty of space. So, isa-isa, ang dami kong na-specify doon. And did you know, lahat ng mga nakasulat doon sa letter, way back early 90s, natupad lahat yan. It took some years. And I don't have a guarantee. Sumulat ako sa mga members na just by faith. Sabi ko, this is our prayer. This is what I see. And God made those things happen. These are impossible things. How could you buy a property with 5,000 pesos in the bank? Tabing highway. You know, we bought this property, the first one, with only 5,000 pesos savings. And God made a way para in 18 months, wala nang babayaran pa. And all through the years, miracle after miracle after miracle. So don't limit. Alam mo, I made one little mistake because I limited when I said to the Lord, or I said to in my prayer, that even just a small office. And you know what? Even that part, natupad din. Because I have a small office. Sabi nila, you should have said a big office. Yeah. Pero that's just the thing. God has blessed us and the miracle for today is still available. To anyone who dares to believe, would you dare to believe? Actually, the greatest miracle is the miracle of your own resurrected life. That you would be born spiritually. You would be born magmuli. You have a born again experience. Yan ang number one miracle. That when someone disconnected, lost from God, nagkaroon ng understanding of the truth. That I could be saved, I could be forgiven. Pwede akong mag-connect kay God even though ang dami kong kasalanan. And when you get that and are born again, that's the greatest miracle that could happen. Mga kapatid, kung andito ka ngayon and you are disconnected from God, the best miracle you can start with is that you will receive new life. That you will also be resurrected out of your dead life, lost, grave, hopeless situation. Hindi mo kailangan umabas dito the same way. You can walk out connected and plugged into Jesus Christ with the assurance of your salvation. Sabi dito sa Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, my old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. For Christ lives His life through me. We live in union as one. Do you have that? Galatians 2:20. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that He gave Himself for me and dispenses His life into mine. I want to show you something. Bring out my little guy here. And you want to damit. Okay, just hold it right here, please. This is just a man. Could be anybody. And let me see the red. Imagine if itong man would receive Jesus Christ. And the red represents the blood of Jesus. And he receives the blood of Jesus. He says, I need salvation. I cannot sacrifice for my own sins. Pero tinatanggap ko yung sacrifice ni Jesus. So he's covered with the blood of Jesus. Will be born again. And then, Jesus is resurrected into the Father. And then the Father's robe in the prodigal son. This is the Father's own royal robe. And so he's covered not just with the blood of Jesus to wash away his sins, but he's also covered with the right standing of God. Did you know what righteousness means? Hindi ibig sabihin, lahat ng iyong actions, behaviors, and words are perfect every time. Hindi yan ang kahulugan ng righteousness. Sa New Testament, ang righteousness means the right standing with God. You are in, you know, a status, a relationship status na katanggap-tanggap sa Kanya. And the prodigal son was not perfect, but the Father put a righteous robe on him. And so, wearing the blood of Jesus and wearing the righteousness of Jesus and His, it makes you into a different person. Oh, you see? Now, this person is so much different. May ngiti, may power. He walks in total forgiveness, cancellation of the past, and he also has the righteousness of the Father. Thanks, guys. It says over here in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, lahat ng nakaisa kay Kristo sa bautismo ay nagbihis kay Kristo. Parang nagpalit ng bagong damit. Did you know that when you receive Christ, it's like you're clothed. Parang nagbihis ka with Christ covering you. You get a new personality. You get a new identity. Yung personality ko nagbago. Dati, madali nga akong masaktan. Pag criticized ako, talagang crush na yung buong linggo. And I really get angry. Ito yung buhay ko noon. Sobrang galit ako sa mga tao. Ano yung ginawa ni Lord sa akin? 1999, meron akong pinagdaanan na matinding pagsubok. It was like a political thing. Na even the church that I was a part of. There were lies about me. There were like people making up mga nagawa kong mali. And I was being criticized, and I was being a lot of parang set up so that I would lose my reputation, I would lose my finances, I would lose my friends. And at that time, I was reading a book. Itong book was called Crucified by Christians. Tunay nga ang mga Christians minsan ang nakakasakit sa atin. Tingnan mo si Jesus. Actually, hindi naman Romans ang nagsabi na crucify him. It was his own church. It was the priest and the leaders of the church fellowship that they were the ones that wanted Jesus to be crucified. But the Father, in this book, sinasabi niya, it's the Father's will that Jesus would be crucified. Did you know that? That would not happen kung hindi will ni Father. But it was the Father's will that Jesus would be tortured and crucified and betrayed. And lahat ng dinaanan ni Jesus was scripted by the Father. Why? For us. God saw it as an investment. Jesus saw it as this will bring joy. That's why he went through all of that suffering. And because of that, he won us to himself. Can I have some water? Please? I'm excited for the Easter today. I'm so excited for this. Did you know that? Sorry. All of the things that Jesus went through came with the approval of the Father so that he could have not only divine life, kundi resurrected life. And the same thing ang nangyari sa akin. Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I'm following Jesus. Pero grabe yung nangyari sa akin na 1999. Ano yung nangyari? Wasak yung aking reputation. Crushed yung aking emotions. Crushed yung aking finances back to zero. Crushed na yung aking dignity and everything. I had to really decide, will I fight back? Will I defend myself? Or will I just receive this bilang isang adjustment of God sa buhay ko? Ang ginawa ko, I just said, okay, Lord, if there will be a crucifixion, not my will, but your will be done. If I will undergo shame, hurt, it's not my will, but your will be done. I trust you. Into your hands, I trust my situation. And you know what? When I came through that, the Lord blessed me and rose me from a kind of death na naranasan ko. He rose me up with a joy and a peace and a confidence that I never experienced before. He restored so much. And then, ito yung resurrected life. You can't easily hurt me anymore. Alam mo, hindi ako basta-basta masasaktan. Kung ano yung mga sasabihin nila patungkol sa akin, if I'm not easily offended, I don't hold yung tinatawag na sama ng loob, tampo, wala sa akin mga ganon. And because of that, na dinaanan ko, the Lord changed me. Binago niya yung personality ko. And the Lord can change you too. But it happens through the resurrection. Through the resurrection power. And the last thing is that maliban sa canceling the past and changing your present, the resurrection assures you assurance of your future. Can you say assurance? Assurance. Not just insurance, but assurance. That our future is in His hands. Yung sickness, yung suffering, sorrow, it will all end. And joy comes. And there are better days. Meron talaga na mas magandang araw in our future, even than the past. Things will get better. I'm telling you, when you're in Christ, there's always more, and it always gets better and better. Greater things, sabi ni Jesus, greater things will you do because I will go resurrected. Greater things you will do because I'm going to the Father. The resurrection power releases the greater, the more, the assurance that nothing can separate you from the love of God. That you will never be alone. Kahit anong maranasan mo, kahit anong papagdaanan mo, you have access. The resurrected Christ means you're connected doon sa langit at meron kang access to the King's power. And you're accessing the family. Even today, nandito ka in the family of God. Merong power dito na hindi makukuha sa Jollibee. Merong access to kingdom resources that you cannot just get from school or at your workplace. The kingdom of God is available to you. And there is assurance of that because the Lord promises whatever you need in my name, you ask, and my Father will do it for you. And you know, the greatest thing and purpose ng ating assurance is that we can experience taking the message of Christ to all the world. Pag ikaw ay makakarating sa ibang bansa, hindi ka mahihiya. Hindi ka mahihiya kahit nag-i-English sila. Because why? Carrier ka ng gospel. Hindi mo kinakahiya ang iyong hari. And when you go to the people that you have to deal with every day, you know that you are an ambassador of Christ. So aangat ang confidence mo. You know you have unlimited power. Unlimited power. Sabi ko nga, I don't know if you need 5 watts or 5,000 watts, but it's available. Whatever na kinakailangan mo, you have angels that will work for you. Kaya burain sa ating vocabulary yung I can't. Burain na lang yung mga ganun na impossible. Walang ganun. If it's impossible, mahirap, mahal, specialty ni Lord yun. And we have assurance that we have available access. Don't disqualify yourself because even the first person that saw the empty tomb was Mary Magdalene. Babae, hindi isa sa mga disciples ni Jesus. I mean, hindi apostle, but just a woman. And this woman was before puno-puno ng mga demonyo. She's got a bad history. 7 demons they had to cast out of her. Matindi talaga ang buhay ni Mary. But guess what? She got the grace to be the first one to know about the resurrection of Christ. Amazing. Don't disqualify yourself kahit anong nakaraan mo. The resurrection power of Christ can still work miracles in your future. Amen, amen. So let's just summarize this, no? Accepting Jesus' sacrifice. Walang mangyayari sa isang regalo unless there's a recipient. I could give you a gift, but kung iiniwan mo dyan and you don't take it, hindi mo aakuin, then wala, baliwala yung regalo. So accept, if you're here today and hindi ka pa nakatanggap yung regalo ng Diyos, the resurrection power of Christ, don't leave today until you make a decision to accept the gift. Receive Jesus' sacrifice for you. And just die by faith. Then you personalize the experience. How? We personalize the experience of Jesus by entering or makikiride on sa kanyang kamatayan at burial and resurrection. So ask your network leader or the one who invited you, pwede ba akong makatanggap ng water baptism? Because water baptism links you into that experience. And instead of just being a doctrine, it becomes a personal experience for you. That you are identifying with Jesus and His resurrection. And then doon tayo mamuhay. Start living your life, hindi from your intellect. Don't live your life just only from your emotions. Not just from your, oh, I have experience, 60 plus na ako, marami akong alam. Don't live your life from yesterday's victories. Live your life today from the power of the resurrected Jesus Christ. Plug into Him and you will be completely changed. And I want you to watch this drama and see more about how the resurrection will be changing our lives.
Hello.
Mary, Magdalene, over here. The tomb, over here.
I can't see anything. It's so dark.
Shh. Huwag ka maingay. Baka marinig ka ng gwardiya.
But it looks like no one is here.
There is no guard.
Huwag nga kayong maingay na dalawa. Concentrate.
The tomb is open. Come on. Mary, give me the torch.
Here.
Oh no!
Bakit?
Wala yung katawan dito.
What? It can't be.
Hindi maaari.
Hindi pwedeng wala yung katawan dito. I-check nyo, baka nalaglag.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hindi na talaga eh.
Where? Where did it go?
Ano? Ano nang gagawin natin?
Look! Look! Da!
Magtagalog ka na kasi.
Fine! Di ba ito pinangbalot sa kanya?
Patingin nga. Oo nga. Ito nga yun.
Pero, Jesus. Asan yung katawan?
Where's my Lord? Where's my Lord? Where's my Lord?
Asan yung katawan ni Jesus?
The body's gone.
The tomb is empty.
Anong ibig niyong sabihin?
Sa Tagalog, wala yung katawan niya sa loob ng pinaglibingan.
Hindi pwede! Baka, may kumuha!
Pero sino na kumuha?
At bakit naman nila kukunin yung katawan niya?
You know
why?
So that they can prove everyone that Jesus is dead.
Pero bakit? Bakit kailangan nilang patunayan na patay na si Jesus?
Oo nga! Everyone knows he's dead!
You don't get it! Kinuha nila yung katawan niya para ipangalandakan sa buong mundo na patay na siya.
Oh, so they can prove everyone that Jesus is a fake.
Huh?
Hindi niyo pa rin ba naiintindihan? Diba, sinabi ni Jesus that He will rise again. So, if they have the body, they can tell everyone na si Jesus ay nagbabaliw-baliwan lang.
Yes, you are right.
So, our enemies have the body.
Yes.
Tara, natin.
Yes.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul.
Sinong nangyayari?
Buhay siya! Nakita ko siya! Nakausap ko siya!
You mean Jesus?
Yes! Si Jesus! Ang koro mismo!
Ano sabi niya? Ano sabi niya?
Sabi ni Jesus, huwag mo akong hawakan sapagkat hindi pa ako nakakapunta sa Ama.
Dagdag pa niya, sabihin mo sa iyong mga kapatid na aakit ako sa Ama. Inyong Ama, aking Diyos at inyong Diyos.
Hindi ako makapaniwala. The Lord is alive!
Tama siya! Buhay si Jesus! Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. I like, yes. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive forevermore.
At alam niyo ba? Alam niyo ba? Nakikain siya sa amin sa hapunan.
Pinles niya ang tinapoy at pinirap-piraso.
At ibinigay sa amin kagaya nung ating huling hapunan.
Pinakita niya ang kanyang mga palad, paa. Nakita namin yung bakas ng mga paa.
Jesus! Tapos,
Bigla na lang siyang ano?
Bigla na lang siya.
Israel!
Our King is alive!
Thank you.
Okay. I think it's high time for us na ma-change ang ating mind and ang ating heart about Jesus. Si Jesus wala na sa cross. Jesus is here right now doing His thing, changing our minds and our hearts. Yung ginawa ni Jesus sa cross is not just. Hindi lang palamuti ang cross, mga kapatid. This is the greatest love of all time. And no one can separate you sa love ng Lord. Remember the time that Jesus died on the cross. Inisip kanya yung ating past, present, and future. Bakit ngayon hindi natin gawin is akuin at tanggapin yung totoong pagmamahal ng Lord sa puso natin. Jesus sabi sa John 3:16, I die for you. I give my son for you. Because I love you more than anything else sa lahat ng creation ko. Iniisip kita. At sinasabi ng Lord ngayon, anak, mahal na mahal kita. I remember your sin no more. Bakit ngayon gawin natin? Ilagay natin ang ating kamay sa ating puso. And sabihin natin ito kay Jesus, Jesus, salamat sa dakilang pag-ibig mo sa buhay ko. Binubuksan ko ngayon, Jesus, ang aking puso at tinatanggap kita bilang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Salamat, Jesus, sa dakilang pag-ibig mo sa buhay ko. Thank you. Dahil inisip mo ako, ikaw ay namatay, pero ikaw ay muling nabuhay para sa akin. Para ako ay lumakad ng my confidence sa mundong ito. Thank you, Jesus, because you are not dead and you are alive. Thank you, Jesus. So right now, let's celebrate the goodness and grace ng Lord. Thank you, Jesus.